Time now for this week's shocking stat. Canadians have been warned, so many places, like Canadian military and CSIS, about the infiltration of the Communist Party of China in a wide variety of areas, whether it's academia to politics to business. So it shouldn't be a surprise that, as reported by blacklocks.ca, in a letter from Cabinet this week, this is from Cabinet to the Foreign Affairs Subcommittee, acknowledging that agents of the Communist Party of China have engaged in harassment campaigns against Canadian citizens. The letter states, in quotes, "The government of Canada is aware that foreign states, including the People's Republic of China or its proxies, may attempt to harass, threaten, and intimidate Canadians or persons residing in Canada or their families in Canada or abroad, particularly Chinese diaspora or the ethno-cultural communities." So that's, the cabinet recognizes this. They say it's unacceptable. But here's the shocking stat. Do you think these incidents of harassment by Communist Party operatives or other secret operations in Canada happen like once a month or maybe just a few notable incidents a year? No. Here's the shocking stat. The RCMP receives an average of 120 tips daily alleging clandestine activities by the Communist party agents in Canada. RCMP receives an average of 120 tips daily alleging clandestine activities by the Communist Party agents in Canada. I keep saying on this one, on the file about China, when is the wake-up call going to happen?